Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, hit the fingerless glove, don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the
What is up, everybody? It is the Legion of Skanks podcast coming to you from one of our rare studio shows, everybody.
Very special show.
Very special studio show, everyone. I'm Big J Okerson. As always, to my right, Davey Smith.
What's up, guys? It's good to be back. A lot of magic's happened in this studio over the years.
Yeah. Like actual magic. Actual magic has happened in the studio. And to my left, of course, is the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez.
Big J Okerson.
Big J Okerson.
There he is, right there. Okerson. Can I get a piece of paper?
We have a very
Get a paper, yes, sir.
We have a very, very exciting guest. You probably recognize the voice already if you know anything about anything, everybody. From the Matan Show on YouTube, everybody, it is Matan Evan in studio with us. Matan,
very excited.
Thank you for joining us, my man.
We're excited.
BJ Okerson right there, guys. Make some noise.
Hey, are you not excited about me or Dave?
Oh no, I'm excited to be here. I didn't know what his name was, so I'm trying to remember it.
That's a good one.
So you say it over and over again.
That's a good move.
Get it down.
I get it.
Say the full name every time.
It's a legit strategy.
Yeah. So this is we typically don't have underage people on the show because we're a little bit, I would say, of an adult show. Matan, you're 17 years old.
Yeah, 17.
17. Eat your microphone a little bit. Yeah. You guys have probably crazy microphones in your setup. And who's your friend that you brought with you?
Oh, he's just watching, making sure it's okay, because this is in New York, and I've never been here, so I just want to bring him for a little security guard.
Where are you from, Matan?
I'm from Los Angeles, Big J Okerson.
Los Angeles. It's a good place. You jot it down. It will make it easier for you.
He's mocking me with my. I do take notes during the show, and I doodle during the show.
Most of the doodles are evil, horrible things, too.
They already drew a pentagram.
It is pretty interesting. We can't smoke weed while Matan's here. However, legally in the state of New York, we can't have sex with them. Every one of us. Everybody in this room is allowed to have sex with you legally, which seems crazy to me, but yeah. We can't smoke pot with you.
I believe so. It's 17 is the legal age of consent in New York.
It seems
bizarre.
Well,
I'm not gay or nothing.
No. You don't have to be gay. This is New York. It could be fluid.
It's strictly a discussion about the law.
Yeah.
Are any three of you gay?
No. We've all tried stuff to make sure, though.
Yeah.
But we haven't
that's
done.
No good.
Do you not like gay stuff, Matan? What is your actual background, though? Somebody said Israeli. Are you Israeli?
No. I'm from the same place he's from.
You're from West Philadelphia.
Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Born and raised. Yeah.
In Pennsylvania.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, I know where it is.
I recognize the accent.
Yeah, he's got it's a very
Pennsylvania accent.
He looks
Western.
Jewish.
Nailed it.
Damn.
Is he Jewish?
Yeah. Jew radar is killer.
You guys can't see on camera, but I'm holding a lot of gold coins.
Yeah.
He doesn't just look Jewish. He smells Jewish. He feels Jewish. All the senses. You'll know he's Jewish. Know him.
Because he has a long face.
Yes. Why the long face, Dave?
I don't know. We're trying.
Judaism.
I'm trying my best to shapeshift.
Are you sad because you killed Jesus?
You upset about that?
You had a long face for a couple thousand years.
You can't help over in Gaza? You can't do anything about it?
Matan, write that down.
He's taking notes
Matan,
for the show.
If you could just keep the show notes, let's see. Big J.
Okerson. Damn right.
So he doesn't have a name, this guy?
No, his name is Mike, but he's not going to speak too much. He's just chilling here.
Mike is just chilling. He hasn't blinked one time.
It's impressive.
I like it.
God damn it.
We have our own Mike. His name is
blinks.
We have our own Mike. His name is Gayblind Mike.
Gayblind Mike.
I saw one of your guys here when I came in. His name is Mike, but he's just high.
No, he's actually blind, and he's done gay stuff.
Oh, he's gay?
He's not gay. He's done gay stuff.
There's so many mics here. He met G Mike.
Oh, there's three mics here right now.
We do call a lot of them gay.
We do. A lot of them have gay.
But nobody's gay, for sure.
Are you uncomfortable with gay stuff? Because we've done gay stuff.
A little bit.
Can you pull up me and Jay when we freak Dave out? Because you and Dave have more in common than you think, besides being Jews. I think you're a secret.
Oh, his name is Dave?
His name is Dave.
Jot that down.
Short for David or no?
It is.
I've never asked him, to be honest with you.
David Allen Smith.
Yeah. What's the last name?
Smith.
He changed it from Greer. He used to be on a famous show called In Living Color.
I don't know. It's beyond my time.
You're beyond your years.
True.
What are the 17-year-olds like? It's crazy, Matan. My son is literally, my son is almost Matan's age. Isn't that crazy?
He's a lot closer to your son than to you.
Baby James and Matan could be hanging out in just a couple years.
6 years younger?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, almost five.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
You smoke pot in front of him.
It's true. Matan, is it legal to smoke weed when we have a 17-year-old in the room? We need to know that.
Probably allowed. It's just as long as I don't do it, I think, would be the...
And you don't partake in drugs?
Oh, no, never.
Never?
No, never.
Nothing.
Good kid.
I'm straight as an arrow.
Good for you.
In all ways.
He looked right at Dave when he said that.
Yeah. It was a challenge to
he
me.
He thinks you're a fag, dude.
He's as straight as an arrow. Not like some people in the room.
I'm clearly the straightest one here.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Every time he writes notes, I'm worried we're blowing it.
I know. I don't know what's happening. Mike's
a very interesting guy.
Mike's the best.
What are you taking notes of?
I haven't done anything. I've just drawn a pentagram, and I didn't even really nail it just yet. I just doodle most of the time. I have ADHD.
You have it diagnosed or self-diagnosed?
They're not diagnosed.
Oh, like for real or for self-diagnosed? You gave it to yourself.
It's real diagnosis. Self-medication, though.
No, but the diagnosis, did he give it to himself?
No, it was a doctor. A doctor gave it.
So not from, you gave you the diagnosis. It wasn't
from
ChatGPT.
I already said it.
Can I say something, Matan? I agree with you. I think he just says he has.
No, that's
ADHD.
Not true.
Lewis, I'm not sure if this kid's hypnotizing me, but I don't think you ever saw a doctor.
I saw a doctor.
You
I'm pretty sure you just looked it up and said, oh, yeah.
He self-diagnosed himself with ADHD?
It was a dude on Zoom. It was a dude.
Absolutely.
That's fine.
Oh, man, the kid was right.
No,
really,
but it's not
self-diagnosing. That's a guy
well
on Zoom.
Okay, it was a YouTube video, but whatever. You told me.
You start loading off the doctor and keep going. Lewis, up here.
What was his last name?
What was his last name? Dr. Mike.
Oh, it's no, also named Mike. Then he's self-diagnosed. It has to end like a specific way.
Like a...
Well, it's Jewish.
Like a J. We know.
Yeah.
He's not completely wrong.
I'll also accept an Indian.
Yeah.
A learned Indian.
Matan, are you not Jewish?
No, I'm getting away from it, but I want his headphones.
He wanted his headphones.
No.
Because I don't have any, though. There's none for me.
There's plenty of headphones. You put two pairs on your friend's head.
Mike needs two pairs of headphones.
He's hard of hearing.
You're not
going to
give our guest
why.
Your headphones?
No, man, I'm not doing that anymore. I fell for that once, and I'm not doing it again.
Mike needs two of everything. His name is Mike.
I ain't giving my headphones no more.
He's hard of hearing.
Mike has headphones. Well, we're very excited to have you. You just got in today from L.A., huh?
Yeah, I flew in today. It's the first time I'm in New York.
Really? Are your parents nervous for you?
Oh, no, I'm on my own and stuff. I just brought Mike with me.
Really?
I feel like New York's not any scarier than L.A. is.
But I would assume his family's in L.A.
New York is definitely scarier than... Matan, what's scarier, New York or L.A.?
I don't know. I've only been here for a little bit, but it seems when I went on the subway for the first time, The homeless people in L.A., they're a little more, like, angry. They want to get you, but this guy helped me. He was opening the door for me.
Oh, yeah. So
then he expects something, though.
He asked for a quarter.
Yeah, he expects money.
I didn't give him it, but he wasn't mad about it. Then after I left, I heard him dancing with the black guys.
Oh, okay. Well, then it worked out then. But he, be careful. Sometimes you don't give him the quarter, and it gets violent down there. There was a shooting today on the Brooklyn subways.
Didn't the president
Donald Trump
got shot at
today?
Today again?
Again?
Yeah, again. I swear to God.
Nuh-uh.
I swear
Donald
to God,
Trump
dude.
Got shot at this, again
same
today.
Time, this is...
You can't prove that. You can't prove this one yet. It's a mere hours after the shooting.
If any one of the three of us would do this, Dave is the guy for sure.
No, it's not me. It's the Jews in general, I think is the point he's making. Which, listen, we can't prove that this one was the first one looking more and more like it. But this one, who knows?
What happened today?
I don't know. Can we pull up some sort of news?
He was at his golf. They say...
They shot at him.
Yeah, they shot at him. The Secret Service engaged him in fire. They ended up getting the suspect later. He got away, but they got him.
Wow.
Was it another kid?
Trump was fine, is what they say.
Wow. But, I mean, this guy's dodging bullets left and right.
Hopefully he's okay with RFK Jr. I like him.
You like your RFK Jr.?
That's your guy?
That's your guy, RFK?
Because I wanted Trump to make him the vice, because then it's a 3-on-2.
How so?
Because it's Kamala and Walz versus Trump, RFK, and his friend.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you think they can...
His brain friend? His worm lives in his head? Gotcha.
Okay, yes.
You didn't get the reference until he said it?
No, I didn't get it.
No. Lewis probably knows the least about politics. I know almost nothing. Dave just tells
us. Fuck you. You think you know more about politics than me?
100%.
Oh, here we go.
You think you know more than his brain worm?
No, your brain worm probably knows more than I know.
Political junkie, if ever I've seen one.
If we break Mike and Mike laughs, you have to give us $100,000. We know you have it.
Is he controlling the political narrative around here?
Completely, 100%. Yeah. He says what we think solid. Politically.
So every episode you have to do like an ad for the Israel Mossad and stuff, or no?
Oh, no, I'm not that one. I'm playing the other side.
Yeah, he's a Jew for Jesus.
For Jesus?
No, not for Jesus.
For Islam. Dave's a Jew for Abraham.
Okay. I'm thinking about making the transition to Islam.
Yeah, really? You're going to be a religion trainer?
I can see that being a fit for you.
It's easy nowadays. You just, if you can go to any Christian or Muslim, they're going to take you, and then you grow followers times two.
Yeah.
Oh, that is true.
It's a great move right now for like social media influencer type people to just pick one.
Just
pick
like become Muslim.
Yeah, Muslim. Yeah, but then you have Muslim audience built.
But then
in.
You have to smell like shit. So why would you want to do that?
No, dude, they can't tell through the video.
Yeah,
you don't have to fucking. Have to live the life.
I was watching some reality show where the guy brought his new girlfriend to a Muslim church, and they were like, "Well, normally, miss, you'd have to go through a different door, but you're a guest today, so we'll allow it." I'm like, "That's fucking crazy."
What are you hiding, Mike? Mike?
It's not your business, Lewis.
Well, I mean, you know.
That's why he's writing it down.
You know what? I could write my own notes.
Did you go to people's diaries? See. Stop being jealous. He's just concocting some
ideas.
I'll
show you what I wrote.
You son of a bitch. Get off. Get off my page, Matan. Don't you dare, you son of a bitch. Matan's got balls of steel.
Well, he sure as shit doesn't want to. I had no idea all these years that cabinet was even there.
What if there was a person in there? What if a person would have popped that? That is Big J. Okerson.
He's from that. I know him.
West Philadelphia.
What do you know about Big J. Okerson?
Pennsylvania.
He's a big guy.
That is fair. He's a big guy.
It ends there. That's my...
That's it. You know,
Matan is interviewed on his show, which looks very fun. Many people we know. I was watching Jason Ellis.
Ooh, yeah.
You had Kurt Metzger on the show, I believe.
If I had to get... I don't know. I don't know who you guys know, but I did Jason Ellis, Kurt Metzger, Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan?
Sam Hyde.
Yeah.
I did Sam Hyde.
Sam Hyde was very, very funny.
David Lucas.
Yeah, David Lucas was not happy with your interview. Was that all real or was he acting?
No, people weren't happy with him, I think.
They weren't happy with him.
They were getting mad at him. I think when Sam Hyde did my podcast, he brought a bunch of Indian people in, and people liked it.
Yeah.
And then I think he wanted to do something similar, but it didn't go over well. And I don't know what they're going to do, you know, because the first like 9 or 10 episodes of the show I shot, I didn't release any of them beforehand. So I could get like really super... Real interviews, because nowadays when I ask somebody, like if I ask you to come on it, you know, you can just check it out and stuff. But the first 9 or 10, nobody checked it. So there was like 50% of the guests would
The only reason
out.
You're here right now is because of the debacle that happened with David Lucas. I was like, that's hilarious.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's what put you on my radar very much. Yeah. And I was like, this is hilarious. And then I went back and watched some of the other stuff.
Yeah,
I
watched the Rampage interview. That was funny. I watched, you're very funny, obviously.
I felt
it's hard to you guys know at home. He has not been in quote-unquote character this entire time. Mike was sitting on the couch just watching, I think it was Teletubbies?
No, I put on some Cocomelon for him.
Cocomelon, sorry.
Cocomelon is the ABC song?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the problem might have been that Mike spooked Lucas a little bit.
I was going to say...
You know how black people are with magic and stuff?
Yeah. But I will say, poor Mike was... Him and the other guy were victim to...
Smelling
David Lucas's, he said he really dug in his ass.
Yeah.
Oh, did he really do that?
I don't know. I wasn't, when he was doing it, I mean, I wasn't staring into his ass to see if he really got it in there. But that's what, he got it close to me and he did smell a little.
That's not good.
I mean, Mike's eyes, I think, tell the story of how it smelled.
Yeah.
He hasn't blinked since. He has not blinked one time since
Mike,
David.
That's why I had to give him two
Mike
headphones
Mike doesn't
he lost
break.
His hearing.
He doesn't
I love
break.
It.
Damn it. All right. If one of us break Mike, the other one's actually owe the other one $100.
He's not a royal guard. You happy? Now you happy?
What's
now
going on? Matan, don't leave.
Hold on 1 second. I'm not leaving.
He's going to do something.
Matan, all right. We're going to just talk to Mike for a minute. Mike.
Mike, tell us about yourself.
Is he hurting you, Mike? Oh, he can write things. He can write right.
What if he just writes help real big? He has my parents hostage. I can't do anything.
Is he, you're giving him hot water? Why are you giving him hot water? I feel like he's going to throw it at Mike Mike.
I think this is going to be profound.
He just wrote, I am Mike Mike. I am Mike Mike.
All right, well.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good. No, that is the first question of the interview.
Oh, my God. It's become self-aware.
Jake's too much of a hippie pothead, dude. He's going to freak out and leave at some point.
I thought the Jewish guy, nice cold water.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Are these guys on...
It's not cold. This is boiling hot.
Oh, Dave. Just drink it, dude. He wouldn't lie to you like
Please
that.
Drink a soup.
Are these Armenians? I've never met an Armenian. I just listen to System of a Down.
Your partner is literally an Armenian.
Is this an Armenian?
Christine's Armenian.
Are you guys you married to an Armenian?
No. My gay partner.
Yeah, your partner.
Shavo Adagian.
My gay partner is Armenian.
Well, no. I guess not. Well, look, I'm very excited to have you guys here. And what we wanted to ask you, because you do have a pretty successful streaming career.
Streaming?
Podcasting?
Oh, okay.
What would you consider it? I don't know. Is it a podcast?
Okay.
Is it? It is a podcast. I don't know. Yeah. I just see you on YouTube. At this point, I can't tell, you know, all of our views or most of the people that listen to this, listen to it on audio, on like iTunes and Spotify.
I don't, I try to upload it there, but I forget usually.
Yeah. See, like most of your people are on YouTube, I'm assuming. Yeah. You're a younger generation. Do you get laid from being you? You have, right?
Oh, no. I'm like waiting till marriage.
No, stop it.
No, for real.
That's you the are. Jewish way.
Wow.
This guy, he doesn't even say anything. He just sits there and
he's plotting.
Gives you a look like,
I have weather to control. Let me be.
Don't say anything about those Jewish.
You watch your ass. Dave's connected somehow.
So well, here's the thing.
So wait, but you're not religious, but you're waiting till marriage.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm religious, but not in a traditional religious sense.
You're into vampiring.
Huh?
Huh?
Do you have to be with a particular type of woman?
No,
as far
no.
As like,
most Jewish people only will go with the Jewish, but I when I see a Jewish woman, it's like, you know, same situation with him.
Well, are you Jewish?
I used to be.
Okay, he's so working you're his as way Jewish as I am.
Yeah,
then.
He's reformed.
Yeah. Wow. See, isn't this just like Jews? We always play both sides of every issue. Even the guy accusing you of being a Jew is a Jew, too.
Yeah, they're sitting on the fence.
And you follow him. You're still following a Jew?
You,
God,
you're
not
into Jewish
awesome.
Women, though? I like some Jewish women. The Jewish women are hot.
Yeah, but the problem with the Jewish is that they want the money.
They do want the money. All women want the money.
No, but the Jewish.
That's not exclusive.
The Jewish women get the money.
No, they don't. They're not working.
No. They'll get it from you. Yeah.
Oh, they steal it, yeah.
Yeah,
because then their father will sue you.
Probably.
You have to jump
you,
on the
dude,
Jewish girls
you.
Young.
Take a sip, please.
No, it's clearly very hot water.
Dave,
no,
he wouldn't do that to you. Just take a goddamn sip of the water. It's
water.
A gift.
You see, because there's steam on it from the cold.
It's so cold and refreshing that there's steam coming off of
it. I love this kid. I don't exactly understand him yet, but I actually kind of love this.
I understand him. He came in. He thinks it's a nice gesture to give you a glass of water.
Yeah.
And how do you do? You
it's
treat him like a goddamn
not
asshole.
To drink it.
It is.
No,
it's very disrespectful.
I'm going to bring it home. Don't worry.
And West Coast Jewish families, if somebody gives you a liquid gift, you take it, accept it, drink it right in front of them.
You're so East Coast Jew.
Well, in East Coast Jewish families, that's how they get you.
Yeah, I bet. Well, we want to ask you, because you have a very successful podcast and YouTube career. By the end of the show today, we want you to advise us to who you would fire from the show and maybe who you would replace.
Don't
him.
Let ethnic or religious backgrounds influence your decision.
Between you three or like the guys behind the
No,
cast?
Between the three of us. I mean, these guys too, we could probably get rid of them. If you want to take one of them with you to be part of your crew, they can fucking...
Oh, no, I don't want any of them, but I was going to advise who to get rid of.
We could live with letting all of them go.
Who would you get rid of and why?
Right,
why would
Jake first and foremost?
Jake's out.
That guy.
Why
Actually,
would you
no, not
him?
That guy. I'm thinking of the wrong guy. Where's the other guy?
Hold on.
Where'd he go? Not this guy. I don't know where he went.
Gay blind Mike.
That's our Mike Mike.
He's on his phone right now. Get rid of him.
I know, but do you see what he's doing with his phone? He has to put his forehead against it because
he's blind. He's a blind.
No, it's because he's high.
He's also high. That's
he
also
is high, but I'm telling you, it's the blindness. That's why he has to have it so close.
I don't even think Gay Blind Mike smokes weed. He's not high.
No, he doesn't. He's listening.
He just has to put his forehead to his phone to see anything.
Do you think the audio's on out there, or he just has super hearing? He just heard us talking early in here.
Mike, raise your left arm if you can hear me. Damn it.
So he's one of our producers and one of our one of our guys. We love all of our guys. They're family. No matter how much they fuck up, no matter how much, we just won't fire them.
You can't fire someone when he fucks up editing and his name's Gabe Blind.
Do you pay him at all or how much?
We pay him.
I don't know.
We pay him more than he's worth.
That's a Lewis call if we pay people.
How many viewers are you guys?
The only one here that doesn't get paid is Jake. And Jake came to me last week, and he was like, he kept on asking me for a stipend.
Is that how you said it?
Yeah. He was like, I need a stipend for travel for Skankfest.
What, did you come from Europe?
I was like, Jake. I was like,
that was his idea.
My idea was to give more money?
No, because fucking chance.
The money that he got from it, you're going to split it with him.
Oh, that's a good move. That's a Jewish tactic.
I could get me half.
That would be the way to do it, by the way.
Jewish tactic, manage him.
Get Dave in on it and be like, hey, I'll split it with you, just whatever they give me, and then Dave will push us to give you money. Ooh. And Dave only has to give a third of it. You make fucking like
a cool
40
half,
bucks.
Cool half a stipend in old Dave's pocket.
Ooh. He goes, between your commissions and your one half stipend, you're gonna be fucking killing it.
Yeah. Do you pay Mike?
No.
No.
Mike just gets all the spillover pussy.
Well, he wouldn't know what to do with the money. What's he going to do with it?
Where does Mike live? With you?
No, but whenever I have to shoot a podcast or I need him for something, I'm going to go out and find him.
And he's just wandering around somewhere?
He's just chilling.
But like at a specific place, his own place? Or do you have to like find him wandering the streets waiting for the next podcast?
I'm going to have to break you off.
Okay. Break me off a little something.
No, not like that.
Oh, cut me
sexually?
Off. Cut me off, you mean?
Sure, but that's not... When I say break off, that's what it means. It's not like a gay ching, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
Right. It's not a gay thing.
Okay, well, you just might want a memory bank. Cut you off is going to be clear that you want them to stop talking.
Well,
you guys just
aren't real homies. So
yeah, dude, hold on. Let me
suck
you off for a second. Hold on. Mike.
Nah, just mean stop talking.
I want Mike to come to every event I ever hold, like any barbecue. Or anything, and just if you can get through Mike, you're allowed in.
It is like a barrier to entry. Yeah, you're like, all right, can you handle it?
Can you handle this? Goes, every time you start eating, he's going to look at you. He's just going to start looking at you.
So we don't really normally interview people, but you're such a unique person, Matan, that I like asking you all these questions.
Okay.
Like, how did you even get into all this? What was the whole, your entry into podcasting?
Into podcasting? I went viral a couple times for various things, very different to every single one. So then, I don't know, I think most people who go viral, they try to really make a little money real quick.
Yeah.
They drop like merchandise or something.
Yeah, like talk to a girl.
Yeah, like her.
What do you think of her?
I mean, I don't care about her personally. I think that she probably, if she didn't try to make money from it so quick, then she would have a little more respect.
Right.
But she tried to get the money real quick, but then, I mean... Well, I think.
Well, she definitely had some of our people around her.
I didn't meet her, but I went to an event once that she was at. It was a fighting event. It was called Karate Combat, and I was there. And there was one of these guys right behind her. He would RFK was there too. He was like coordinating.
Well, they say everywhere there's a Jew, RFK is right behind them.
He has to show up. That's part of the rules.
Do my bidding. Do my bidding, Jews.
That's my impression of RFK.
It's okay.
It was all right. I mean, it could be better.
I don't know what he's... I know he's got a crazy voice.
And which one of you guys is older?
Me. I'm the oldest.
But you don't have any children?
We all have children.
Oh, you have children.
Yeah. He has a child 4 years
She's
older.
She's 4 years
than
older than you.
She's 21?
Yeah.
And you... Okay. What does she think about this?
What would you do if Matan started fucking your daughter?
He's waiting till marriage, and my daughter's not. So,
Matan would have her clip cut off.
You could throw in her hijab or something. Get her shit straightened out. You know, Matan, I'm going to introduce you to. Maybe you could straighten her shit out a little bit.
No, it's okay.
She's been off on the wrong path.
You're good.
She's dating a half black, half Panamanian guy. So I did good.
No.
He said no.
I don't even know what the second one is, but that's...
It's not white.
Panama?
It's a different type of black?
It's a different type of brown.
Oh, so like what type of brown? There's...
Like this one here.
But he looks Mexican.
Yeah. Don't be I mean, basically fuck. Mexican.
Really?
You do, though.
Well, I thought when you said brown, you meant like Indians, not...
No.
That's
like
why
Mexican.
I said which type of brown.
Mexican brown. Okay. Like Lewis.
Are you racist at all, Matan? We
not
are.
At all.
That's one of, we have core values here at the Legion of Skanks, and one of our core values is racism.
I'm not a racist. I only see color. That's what I tell people.
Okay, good.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, we...
Did we find out if we were allowed to smoke weed?
Legally, are we allowed to smoke weed with a boy in the room? No, I'm not being condescending.
So
I don't mean it that way.
How old is Mike?
He's 14 years old.
No, stop it.
So same situation with me and him.
Mike,
oh, you're 14?
No. It's been a rough 14.
We can't. He's going to be inhaling weed.
No, that's not.
He's
14
years old.
Don't do it.
I don't believe he's really 14. There's
no way. He is. You want to see his ID?
I want to see Mike's ID.
He doesn't have one because he's 14.
Idiot. You walked right into it, dude.
Jesus. He's setting you up. The kid's good. This kid's quick.
All right, let him cook.
You got to let it cook.
Shit.
I looked it up. You guys, it falls under the jurisdiction of the Workplace
Act. You're freaking out Mike.
Sorry. And that says technically you can never smoke in this room.
What do you mean? What?
Legally, you're never allowed to smoke in this room.
In a room?
In this room.
Why?
It's a workplace.
Shut up.
All right, I'm just telling you what
I'm talking about it being a child. I'm not allowed to fuck an adult in this room either, but I can.
So it says that you can't have your kids taken away if you get caught with weed.
You can.
You cannot.
Cannot. Okay.
That's not grounds for getting your kids taken away.
What color is he?
This guy? He's not on the phone. He's a producer. You can see him.
So, Mike, if we smoke.
Oh, is that guy?
Yes, are you saying if we smoke, we won't.
Thank you.
We'll still be able to maintain guardianship over Matan.
Hey, can you give him one?
I don't want my Matan going back into the system.
Can you give him one beer?
No, we don't serve 14-year-olds here. I'm sorry.
We're not dumb.
It's legal.
We're not going to fall for your horseshit, Matan.
People did warn us.
They were like, you're going to have that kid Matan on? Like, he might fucking come in and fucking throw you guys for a loop.
Okay.
Who said that?
People on the internet.
How did they know I was coming on your show?
I'm lying. Nobody said it.
You're going to throw us for a loop, he said? Yeah,
you're like the Twitch streamers who read fake chats.
I do read fake chats. It's not a real thing.
Dude, Lewis.
What?
This kid's eating your lunch, man. Come on, dude.
He really is working your ass over.
Damn, dude.
He's doing better at doodles.
He did.
Better notes.
He didn't get my paper. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, but your paper's mashed up. It's destroyed. He did the job.
Almost got it.
Close. That would have been pretty. That would have been pretty awesome. Brutal.
Close.
Has anybody tried to physically attack you yet, Matan?
That's not, by the way, Lewis wasn't threatening you. Lewis, that came off very threatening.
But
I didn't.
I'd love to see Lewis just break and start having a meltdown, start making Mike and Matan smell.
I'm just curious.
Smell my ass. Smell my ass hand. Go on, smell it.
It's cool. So that's your little game. You kind of win every little exchange, and then you get someone more and more pissed off. That's cool. Anyone ever fuck you up after you did that?
Put your fingers in your ass and make them smell it.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
He said smell it.
Yeah. No, nobody ever tried to attack me, but sometimes some of my buddies get in the cross line. They never got attacked, though. They got close.
Who almost attacked your buddies?
It was, this was one of the final of the 10. I think this, you know how I said I filmed 10 before releasing?
Yeah.
I think this
was just smart, because now nobody wants to talk to you.
Well, those guys, I had a 50 or 60% of those guys would leave before
it even ended.
Yeah, that's why if you go to my first podcast, they're much shorter than the ones now. Now it averages like 40, 45 minutes, but those ones are like 20, 30. So there was one guy, he was a gambler. His name is Mickey Mays. You know who he is
Mickey
or no?
Mickey Mays? No.
You guys look like the type of guys to like him.
Can we see him like a professional Mickey poker Mazes? Player or something?
He's like I don't know how to explain. You know those guys on the commercials for old people who sell jewelry? They go, we'll buy your jewelry before you die.
Cash for gold.
Oh, yeah, cash for gold. He's one of those guys for slightly younger guys.
All right. Fine.
You see Dave act like he didn't know what you were talking about? He was like, I don't cash
for
gold.
Yeah, that guy.
This guy got mad. Cash for gold?
No, but I'm saying he's comparable to that
guy. This guy does look
guy.
Like if we all mashed the Legion of Skanks into one human, this is what it would turn into.
He looks like a human Parappa the Rapper.
I don't get the reference.
It's an old video game.
I know. It's my
when
age.
We were your age,
that was
we
my
were
age.
Playing.
You guys play video games too?
I just stopped a few months ago.
I do a little bit. But
which
just
one?
The sports ones, just like the football and basketball. Really, I don't play American football and basketball's black people. Yes? Jew?
Oh, he's seeing the nail polish for the first time.
Nails?
He's pissed.
It's not the most traditional choice.
No, listen, don't. It's
and then
just...
he talks about his daughter as if it's, you know...
Yeah, well, she's my trophy to prove I'm not gay when my nails are painted.
No, it's because, you know, the apple, it's right there.
Mm. The apple's right there.
Absolutely. Me and my daughter are definitely going to get our nails done together. Without a doubt.
Can you please show Matan me and Big J making out, please? I tried to get you to do that before. Okay. We got to show it to him. Is this illegal?
I don't know. I don't know why people keep trying to show me porn.
Well, I'm not trying to show you
this
porn.
This isn't porn.
Crazy.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I wouldn't show you porn.
We're being very careful. We're usually a lot more fucking hardcore parkour.
A little crazier?
But yeah, we got to take it easy. We're having a conversation. We're cool. Hands on the table. Hello. Nobody touch Matan.
We're putting Dave in his Jewish place.
Yeah. Are you guys friends with him or no? Because I thought he went on your thing.
Which guy?
David Lucas.
David Lucas?
Yeah, we're friends with David.
Sure.
I know. He's cool.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, he's a comedian. We know him from the comedy scene. He's a good guy.
Yeah, yeah, very good.
I think he didn't get your thing.
He didn't get the show.
Do you think it's because black people are stupid?
No, but I don't think he's stupid. I think that he just maybe... I don't know. I don't want to be mean or nothing. I think he's a nice guy. I think that maybe a little... I don't think he's actually a pedophile or nothing. That's what people are calling him.
Oh, people
are
calling him a pedophile?
I don't think he's a pedophile.
No, he's not a pedophile.
I don't know that for sure.
Oh, yeah. He got angry.
I don't know everything about the guy.
Look, I'm not confirmed that he's not a pedophile.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy, you know. Is this a picture of Big J or David Lucas?
Same thing, but that was for David Lucas.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's for David Lucas. You gotta make it black. That's white. That's why I thought it was Big J.
All you gotta do is make the hair different.
You gotta color it in.
You just gotta make the hair different. Different texture hair. There we go.
Give him an afro.
Yes.
And a big black body.
That is, honest to God, somebody would pay $40 on a boardwalk for that.
That's art.
Save that. Put that up on the wall.
Can you
tell very quickly when someone comes into your show that they're not understanding the energy of the show?
Well, nowadays when it's like a famous person or comedian, like half on each, but
sure.
Yeah.
When it's somebody like that, it's really hard to get somebody who's just completely doesn't get it. So every like 3 or 4 episodes are substituted with a random person, like a UCLA professor or
who wouldn't understand what's happening on purpose.
Yeah, he didn't get it. No, well, that's true. I got a homeless guy once.
Yeah.
So I'll just substitute.
We got a couple homeless guys here right now.
Dave?
No, but the guy I got was really homeless.
No.
Dave, Mike wants your vape.
I'm not giving you my vape
and
or my beer.
You're not allowed to have it.
No.
He's 14 years old.
Bad Mike.
Yeah, he's 14. We can't give him vape.
Can we have Mike?
Oh, no. He has to go back to
We
Los
can put
Angeles.
Him to work. Mike, can you edit?
As in the ones you did, you said no one's ever come at you like aggressively physically.
That guy that I was showing you, he was tipping the border on my co-host. He wanted to attack him.
And what, just because he was looking at him weird?
No, not Mike. My other guy who's not a... Mike, some people think he's creepy for some reason.
Why?
I don't see it.
I like Mike. I like his energy.
I do too.
He's got a positive vibe to him.
I would describe him as warm.
The other guy I had is more similar to David Lucas style and Big J Okerson.
A fat guy.
Fat, yeah, I was going to say.
I swear to God, I was trying to think of any other quality, man, but it's the only one you two shared.
Wacky hair.
There was nothing.
Nice teeth.
So, yeah, he threatened to attack that guy for no reason.
Really? And what did that guy do? Was he...
But also, I'm not like a mean person. Some people think I'm a mean guy. So when he wanted to attack us, he's like a little guy.
Yeah.
Maybe as tall as the table. So I didn't want to, And the other guy is much bigger. He's like 250 pounds, so...
So you guys would have fucked him up if it came down
to it. No, but nobody wants to fight him, man. He also was there with like two girls and like another little guy, so... I don't know. I didn't want to... Obviously, I'm sure if it came down to it, maybe we could fight him, but I wouldn't want to. I would just feel bad. I'm not like a violent guy.
No, you're not. You're not. I'm like the Jews.
We're not violent.
Responsible for all the wars.
We
and all the abortions.
And pay the people who are violent, but not really.
Yeah.
Dave's responsible for all war and abortion. All of those are Dave. Yeah.
He's pro-abortion?
He's into it.
No, you got me wrong. I'm the other type.
Do you think abortion should be allowed or no?
In very rare exceptions.
You know, abortion is the number one killer of black people in America.
Well, then legalize it.
Okay. Look at that. What a turnaround. That's all you had to hear. No. From the mouth of babes, Dave.
I don't know. I hear evidence presented to me, and I adjust my opinion accordingly.
Yeah, we're pro-abortion. Me and Jay,
professional.
I'll do it myself if I gotta.
Yeah, they both
and we've
are abortionists.
Two out of three. We have a democracy here, so Dave's just got to watch us do abortions all the time.
I don't believe in abortion. I also don't believe in democracy.
He's got to support. That's... Dave has to support our abortion.
If he has an issue with somebody's opinions, he's just going to bomb them.
Probably.
That's his thing.
Yeah.
Lyrical
Dave's
bombs.
Thing is bombing. You're right.
Hey. That was not even the meeting that he
Someone's
had.
Coming to Dave. Time to go bomb.
Is he also a comedian? Or
yeah, we're all comedians. Yes. We're all very funny. Who's the funniest so far? Who have you? Because you haven't laughed at all. Neither one of you guys have laughed at anything. But you still have. One of us has to be the funniest, technically, even if you don't think we're funny.
He's funny in which way? Like, I think he's the funniest looking.
That's true.
I'm enjoying the interaction with him because... He's a little slower with the responses.
He is slow.
Every time I say something, he looks at you two for answers.
Wow. Mm. He's breaking you down, dude.
He did it again. You see.
Look at that. He really did. Holy shit.
Wow.
What do you guys? You guys have anything to say? This guy? Hmm?
What do you think of me?
You guys are going to let him talk to me like
I'm just like in the middle of all of it.
Matan, love me.
He wants you to love him so bad.
I just want you to love me. Not like that. Don't be that way, dude. Young kids are fucking strange.
Oh, Mike says don't.
Mike says don't love me?
No, don't love you. Why have we not shown him us kissing yet?
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Now, Matan, when you were growing... There we go.
Oh. Oh, I agree.
Matan's like a vampire looking at the sun.
Oh. Mike, that's good. That's good friendship right there. Stopped it.
That was it? That wasn't the video? What is wrong with you guys? How do you not find the video, Harrington?
I promise you I've been looking for the video for 40 minutes. This is crazy.
Guys, this is our B team here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And don't promise you should be looking for 40 minutes when we've been on the air for 25.
We all have children, by the way.
Are all of these guys fully employed? They work just for you? Or they have other jobs?
Legally, we can't say they are fully employed. Well,
some of them are independent contractors. Some of them are employed. It just depends on which one, how long they've been working here.
How many viewership you guys got?
We do all right. I think we get a handful.
You guys average more than like 100,000 or 200,000.
Yeah, we get more than that, but not too much more.
Just around that.
Yeah. The answer to that is yes, and I will take no follow up questions.
Yes. Yeah. 250,000?
300,000, 400,000? All right, so let's stop being a joke. Whatever.
Now, calm down. Remember when there was the number apocalypse?
No, but this I don't know what happened to you.
Matan, back in the day, they used to just count anything as like a fucking view on podcasts, and we all had like a million views on our podcast. It was great. They were overpaying us. It was a delightful time.
Before they figured it all out.
The way I do it is when I'm trying to get guests, I just tell them the amount of views is from the clips, because that's a lot more. Yeah, so I trick them a little bit.
That is a good idea, yeah. Let's see.
What would you say 50, so far?
50,000 plus 50,000 equals
100,000. That's true.
Are you talking about the Holocaust? What are we talking about? Oh, podcast numbers. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just had to give the math for him.
Okay. Yeah. No, that adds up.
Guys, I did a pretty sweet Holocaust joke there, and I feel like nobody gave me anything. Not even on my team.
Oh, yeah. You're saying those were the total numbers? Yeah. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah. Oh.
See, he doesn't find that funny at all.
Yeah, no. It's actually, I think you should be arrested for that.
Yeah. Not cool, dude.
Yeah.
6 million.
And now am I fitting your stereotype?
Not at all.
Mike, can I get you anything? Anything at all?
Besides beer illegal or things. More headphones.
Well, more headphones?
More headphones? You got two
Which
pairs
headphones
right
would you like?
Yeah. He wants his headphones, actually.
Feeling.
No, you're not getting them,
but
bro.
But there's two options because...
Now, come on, Mike. Anything else that you need, though? Therapy and exercise.
If you want anything else, you will do it?
No.
Almost anything.
There's two things that he wants.
Dave will come through with both.
And I'll be happy if we can make either two happen.
All right, let's see.
I'm going to give you and Mike a water... And you guys each have to drink it, or you give him your headphones?
No, I don't agree to the terms.
Why not?
But a new fresh cold water.
Whoa, brand new cold water.
Ice cold.
Yeah. No, fresh new ice cold water.
I don't believe it. No, I'm not drinking any of your water.
This cold water's gone warm by now, so we have to start over.
It's not even cold anymore. Yeah.
Listen.
It's a waste of everybody's time.
Listen, I'm 99% sure you're troll, but there is 1% that thinks you're Satan and Satan's minion, and I am not drinking any of the water you give to me. I can't.
I see a sweet boy. I see a sweet boy.
It's I do. I think he's misunderstood.
I think so, too. I hate that you've gotten off the wrong foot with some people.
Yeah.
Do you have people who, like, I've seen a comparison made a lot between you and Eric Andre show kind of thing. Is that something you watched? Were you inspired by that stuff at all?
A lot of people compare I don't think people compare how I act to him. They just say
not the act, just the idea of,
hair.
A show.
A lot of people think you're trying to do his haircut.
Oh, this looks like him?
No, but I think you have Jewish, like thick Jew hair. It's not like he has black person
hair. I think Eric Andre is trying to get your hair.
I think he's half Jewish. I think he's half Jewish, half black, which makes your hair extra nappy. Yes, it is.
I think he is half Jewish.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think. I think there's things on my show that maybe are similar to things on his, but it's not like I'm gonna watch his thing and, you know, take it.
No. Oh no, I don't mean like that. I'm saying more just like the idea of like the funny kind of talk show interview.
My favorite comedian, it's like a classy guy. It's not Eric Andre, nothing.
Yakov Smirnoff?
No, Mencia.
Carlos Mencia.
Carlos Mencia. That's your guy. Yeah, he was on a tear there for a while.
50-foot ladders.
Carlos Mencia.
You like the Latino kind of comedy, because I am Puerto Rican.
No, I think that, do you know that joke or no from him? That's the best joke.
No, but I got the context. I assumed it was a real one.
So do you
it's a classic.
Can you we say it? Can we take Carlos Mencia aside in the Carlos Mencia Joe Rogan
I watched a clip of him the other day. I think he's hilarious. I looked up Carlos Mencia joke and I saw one joke he made about the wall. It was very funny.
Yeah.
What does he say?
He said that essentially what, I don't know, I don't want to steal his joke. It's a classic.
About building the wall. Who's going to build the wall?
Something like that.
Yeah. Hey, that's the one Ari said he took from him.
No.
And we all went, not maybe.
In front of Matamatons, this is his favorite comic. Yeah. It's not your job to tear him down.
Well, I'm just saying, he stole from the Jews.
That's what they say, but it didn't happen.
Have you tried to get on Joe Rogan's podcast?
I don't think he would have me on until at least I'm 18. He doesn't, I don't think he's ever had a little guy on his podcast.
Well, that's why, that's the angle. You get in there early.
I'll lie to him about the age.
No, don't lie about
your age. No, he's saying you sell him that first time you've ever had a 17-year-old on.
I think maybe if I go through Jamie, I can do it, but I don't think so. I don't have any, I've never had any interaction with him.
No, yeah, no contact or interaction. We're going on a show next week, so we'll put in a word for you.
Oh, I'm sure.
If you, no, I really will. You mind?
Why not?
Joe Rogan has Big J Okerson on his show. What happened?
Well, he has all of us on his show.
Not sure we're going to get you through the door, Mike. We're going to try you next time. You come back.
Mike, you don't need to, you just walk through just that fucking door.
Okay, Mike's throwing his hat in the ring to just be Mike dude, on Joe Rogan.
You know what I thought? Is this funny?
That's a funny sell.
Is this funny? I come on the werewolf on video. I jizz on it.
I'd prefer you didn't.
If you want to go out big on Rogan's show, I'll go out big with you.
It would be the most memorable moment. I would go down in history.
You jerk off on the werewolf?
In infamy.
I'm going to steal a bow, and we're going to get the fuck out of there.
Just shoot Jamie in the skull with a fucking bow.
Just leave Dave confused. I'm running down the street with a laser-sighted bow.
Joe has to throw out the werewolf because it has my cum on it.
Ah, it's all matted now.
Sorry, is that legal for me to talk about my cum in front of Matan?
It is, dude. It's
that's legal.
Am I allowed to talk about my cum?
Yeah.
My cum? Yeah, you McCann.
Come on, Mike. Give me something.
I think we should.
Mike looks weirdly stronger than he should be. Mike, can I arm wrestle you?
Oh, these stupid fucking notepads, Lewis. I told you these fucking notepads suck. Now we look like assholes.
Thank you.
Check that out.
50-foot ladders. Wall. Okay.
David Lucas raped me.
Yes.
That's the Carlos Mencia joke.
That's his joke.
I get it.
You made the joke.
Do you want it?
I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah, let's see it. I want to see the joke.
Oh, I love it. No, go back a little.
You know the timing.
No. Well, I think he does the 50-foot ladders parties in the 1-minute range, but I started it maybe that, right there, 5 seconds.
All fucking common sense. All of it. Because we don't know how to argue. We want to win arguments so bad. This fucking, you're telling me people aren't getting fucking paid because somebody wants to build a fucking wall. First of all, let's just get some shit straight, right? A wall will never stop illegal immigration. It'll only slow it down by about a minute.
That's good.
That's all that it's gonna, for anybody out there, the wall is gonna stop the money.
Okay, I agree. Really? Agreed, Mike. Agreed.
That somebody who left what is called the Devil's Triangle now because they murder so many people in Honduras, then they get on the train of death, then they get shot at, then they get mugged.
Look at his bulge.
Yeah, dude.
Then they get told when they get to the
nice cock.
$10,000 more for the coyote.
You guys definitely
got believe that they're gonna go through all that.
A wallop in them pants.
Get to our border and go, oh man, nobody said there was a fucking wall.
Hold on.
Chingue su puta madre.
That's some good stuff right
that
there.
That is good.
That is classic.
You say what you will. Opinions are opinions. The guy's a pro.
We gotta go back now.
Nobody could come up with that.
Holy shit. Yeah. Mexicans are retarded.
Hold it.
He's Honduran.
The day we build, what did he say? The wall's gonna be 45 feet? The day we build a 45-foot wall, Mexicans on the other side are gonna be going,
50-foot ladders. 50-foot ladders. You want to go under? Listen,
I'm starting to think he actually knew the timestamps.
You can go under.
Over under.
Oh.
That's a good one. I don't like wearing headphones, but I had to put it on for that.
Oh, fuck. Oh, Matan, you really got me. He knew the entire timing of it. He said, do you know that joke? I was like, no.
That's the best one ever.
It's not even the joke. That's years later from the joke about the wall that they said he stole.
He took what Ari did, workshopped
made it better,
turned it into he a made fucking it masterpiece.
Ari wasn't going to do
it. Sorry, Ari.
Ari wasn't going to do it. With
sorry,
that,
you were just kind of holding this
Do you
thing.
Know our friend Ari Shafir? He's a Jew
as
well.
I'm doing a podcast with him on 2 days.
Oh, great.
Are you?
Are you doing the his travel podcast? Or are you
no,
doing...
he's coming on mine.
Amazing. Very cool.
I think you're going to like Ari. I think he's going to turn you around on the Jews.
No.
We're good people.
He will not.
It's been hard for anybody to change my mind on it. Now listen, I'm not anti-Semitic or anything, but you just have to, I just view it as this. Forget the whole thing I see color, because, you know, Jews and whites, they have a similar color. I think you just have to be realistic with it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go right now and you see a homeless Jewish guy,
That's ridiculous. Impossible.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's not like when somebody mentions like, oh, you know, you're going to go to New York, you're going to see any Jews, you're not thinking about a homeless Jewish.
Not at all.
And then when they say,
there's a few, but like they're choosing to be, you know what I mean?
Well, that's not like even, they're
dad's
just hippies.
Being a jerk. I'm going to sleep on the street.
They're Jewish.
They're Jewishing.
Let's do some plugs real quick. Do you have anything to plug? Well, your show, obviously.
Yeah.
Are you touring yet? Are you becoming a stand-up comedian yet? Or what's going on?
No, I'm not allowed any stand-up. But if anybody wants to see my stuff, I have a show on my YouTube channel.
Very cool. We'll put the link in.
Okay, yeah, awesome. Don show.
And then please also, by the way, because I don't want to steal anything, just put under my channel link, just instead of putting my Twitter, because, like, you know, all the social links, just get rid of my Twitter and put the 50-foot ladder one.
50-foot ladder. There's just a link for that.
Yeah, there you
the
go.
Link to that video. I want everybody to
very
check it out.
Funny, man. Impressive. 17 years old. Got a bunch of shit going on, man.
Very
it's
cool.
Fucking cool as shit. Go ahead, Lewis.
Come see
Mike,
me live.
Mike.
Oh, Mike, you have to plug anything?
Any plugs?
He's still pissed about the goddamn headphones you won't give him, you fucking
can
asshole.
You let him have it real quick?
No. For a second. No, he can't have them.
Can he try them?
Can he try them on?
He can have what I would imagine is room temperature water at this point if he wants it.
Let me get it for him. I got it.
Hang on. Thank you, Matan. Lewis, you can do your plug. Matan's going to go ahead and grab it. Oh, Dave? Dave? Just do the right thing.
Dave, let him have it.
Are you
him.
Happy now?
He's
I got
a child,
your...
Dave.
Get the headphones. Go to other
side. Don't actually drink the beer. That's illegal.
No, wait, no. Get the beer from here. Him. Get the beer from him, guys.
Stop it. You're a child. Get back here.
Take the beer from him.
Give me
your
headphones.
No.
Oh, my God. It's a hostage situation.
Oh, no.
Dave, right. Do you want him to drink?
Dave.
Do you want to see him drink?
Give me that. Put it on his head. Put it on
guys,
his head.
Pure chaos is breaking out in the room.
Put it on his head.
It's pandemonium.
You can have the beer. You stole it.
Put it on his head.
Drink it. Do it.
I'm going to give you 3 seconds, so I'm going to
I don't think you will. I think you're bluffing.
You want a bet?
No.
Oh, no. He's going to drink it.
We're
going to have to edit it out of the show. It's not live, Matan.
I think that looks like one big vagina to you. I don't think you'll do it.
You're right. You
know what?
Get him from the other side.
I'm saying tickle torture is the way to play it.
All right, I'm not gonna actually.
Dave,
just let him put the headphones
Dave,
on.
Just let him steal your headphones. Oh, Dave, just hit me right in the nuts with the fucking headphones.
It's a matter of pride now. I'm not giving you my headphones.
Oh,
did I really hit you in the ball?
Yes. You swung your headphones.
All right, Matan, stop.
All right, stop it. Go sit down.
Guys, stop it. Mike, sit down.
If you
Mike, stop.
Mike, you're not a real demon. Go sit down.
Jake, what sure. Are you not security or what are you? Do you want to earn your fucking stipend?
Good security. Mike, you want your stipend?
You want your fucking stipend, Jake? Jesus
he's
Christ.
Oh! My headphones.
Oh, no.
Mike, get his headphones.
Oh, he's locking out. He's locking out, Jake.
Wow.
Our doors don't have locks, Matan.
It's the human lock. Nobody out there is strong enough to open that door.
Matan, you're just going to...
Jake, this is your fault for being so weak and soft.
No, Jake, don't hurt a child.
You can't actually hurt children.
You can't fight these guys. You are allowed to fuck them, though. Legally.
Yeah, legally. We talked about that. We know the laws.
Legally. Dave, the guy just wants that.
You are supposed to keep him over there or something.
Oh, no.
Dude, I want Mike always.
Stop it.
I want Mike always behind me.
What if we just took Mike from you? You couldn't do anything.
Dude, he wants the headphones and he's being disrespectful.
We should keep Mike.
Just keep Mike. Dude, that would be great.
He's ours now.
Oh, Mike, I know. Jake's no fun.
Don't touch my Diet Coke, Mike. I'll break your fucking fingers. I'm not Dave Smith.
Ooh, and just like that, you're off. Ooh. And you're back on.
Is that my, oh, that's my cough button.
It's your cough button.
Is that it or we keep going?
Wait, did one of you
It's not
what
the end of the show.
Oh, you want your beer box?
Oh, you thought you were disrupting the end of the show? No, we still have like another 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah!
God damn it, he's got him.
Do you... I have my phone.
Oh, no. That's all he really cares about.
Why don't you take my phone?
Oh, I didn't touch it.
Take the phone out of his pocket.
He got his phone.
I'm just robbing
his phone. Stop attacking a child. What is happening right now?
I'll tell you exactly what's happening. Mike's had enough. Matan wants the fucking headphones.
All right,
Dave's being super.
We need some order back. Where I don't think he has your phone.
I didn't touch your phone.
No, I don't think he has your phone, dude.
I don't think anybody has your phone, Dave. Why shouldn't say that? Well, I have no idea.
Did you get knocked? You think I have it?
Dave, you drove me so hard in the ball.
My watch? You hold it, dude. Don't break it. You're not keeping it.
He's keeping it. Oh, that is shiny.
It's a nice shiny watch.
Look at him go. You could have whatever you want in there.
No, that's not true.
I don't want anything, just the headphones.
Just don't start pulling wires out.
Need my phone back.
Thanks for having me on the podcast.
We're not done yet.
I need my phone back.
Matan, we're not done. Dave, I don't think they have your phone.
Lewis, my phone was right here.
Just call his phone.
Someone has my phone.
Because we'll call it. Call his phone, Lewis.
Jay, there's a phone behind you. Is that yours?
Oh, is that mine?
All right.
Wow. Wow, Dave.
False accusation.
Dude, that's like, you know when a white woman accuses a black kid of stealing his phone?
Karen Dave.
These kids are going to fry.
If it isn't Karen Dave.
Because of that, he accidentally just bombed him.
Ah, shit. All right.
The funniest part of that is that I had Jake take his phone.
I'm going to do plugs real nice and quick.
BigJComedy.com
for all my dates. Just go for BigJComedy.com.
Yeah. See me live when it's coming. It's coming out next week, right?
No one knows.
Come see me live after Skankfest in October. I'll be in Houston, Sacramento, San Francisco, Portland, Oregon, Portland, Maine, Boston, New Britain, Connecticut, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. That's all over October. LewisofSkanks.com. Subscribe to Gas Digital. The uncensored pre-release of all of our episodes are all on GasDigital.com. We do a bonus episode every week on Fridays just for subscribers. Use that promo code LOS. You get a discount. It's pretty sick. You guys, I'm going to give you guys free Gas Digital memberships after this so you can watch all of our shows.
I'm good.
Oh, there you go.
Get off my notes. Get off my fucking notes, Mike.
He already got your watch. You might as well give him the notes, dude.
All right, Dave?
I will be in Detroit, Michigan, Kansas City, Poughkeepsie, New York, Philadelphia, Bozeman, Montana, ComicDaveSmith.com, PartOfTheProblem.com, the home of the Part of the Problem podcast.
He has his own podcast?
Yeah,
sir.
It's politics. Man, you are flush with headphones right now and Lewis's watch.
What? Are you talking? Do you like Alex?
Oh, he's done. He wants to watch.
She talks
more,
too much?
He wants too much. Watch more Cocomelon.
You can go. You want to watch more Cocomelon?
All right, 30 more minutes.
I just need my watch back.
Oh, you're right. Hold on. Did you break it?
Mike.
Oh,
what? So what? He broke your watch. Who cares, dude? Price of fucking doing business, bro.
Give me the goddamn.
He didn't break it.
No, I don't think he broke it.
That wouldn't be funny.
No, Mike, I'd kill you.
No.
I like Mike, though. I want him to be.
Are we going to end you? He's kind of getting like, we're slow.
No, we're good. That was just a moment. We did a little plug there for a minute. We're good. We're getting back into the show now.
Oh, we're getting back?
You physically attacked Dave, and we watched.
Yeah, he thought that was the finale. Go big. Get Dave.
Yeah, that's why I went crazy.
I know. I figured you thought the show was ending.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, it was. I guess that would have been
that's
a good
on
finale,
you.
But we got to get plugs in.
That's fine with me. I don't mind if you keep going. Are we going to keep going?
We are going to keep going.
Okay, then I got to take that off my head. I got to put on Mike.
Okay.
We had a quick game we wanted to play with you guys.
Yeah, there's we have a game. We do a few games on the show, and this is one of the fan favorites. So I hope you guys like it too. And it's called Who's Most Justified Hitting a Woman?
Well, Who's most justified punching a woman?
Game, Who's Most Justified Punching a Woman, where we show you three videos of women getting punched by men. And we decide who's most justified. Now, we're not saying any of them are justified. We're saying all of them might be justified, but one of them definitely has to be most justified.
The most justified.
We'll watch all three. We'll discuss, and we will make our votes at the end and find out who's most justified hitting a woman.
Is this a game show you've done before? It's new.
It's a recurring show.
No, it's a recurring.
Always different clips, though.
Because I ask similar questions about these two people.
Good.
Now, we thought you would be great for this game. And
perfect.
You got to pick who's the most justified of the videos.
So I can't say all three.
You can.
You can say whatever you want.
You can say all three are very justified.
You can say all three are justified. You can say none of them are justified.
One
still
has to be.
But one of them has to be less bad or better than the other.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So the one who was the most
justified. Quick question. Just let me know before. Are any of the women getting punched Jewish or black?
Well, we don't know. I don't know. We don't know.
Yeah. Is it my birthday? I don't know.
I understand.
Oh, this is contestant number one.
I don't have any goddamn headphones. This is bullshit.
His headphones aren't plugged in. Matan, your headphones aren't plugged in.
Start this video over.
You gotta restart it. They were plugged in.
Plug this one in here.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's hilarious.
One sec. Let me get it in.
I love that Matan thought the show was ending. That's why he went crazy. And then he had to sit here for another 30 minutes.
Sit right back down.
The point was made, though. I feel like the point was made.
I got what I wanted.
Yeah.
It is true.
What does this little button do? The red one?
It's a cough button. It turns your microphone off so they can't hear you. Or I guess it would turn his microphone off.
Oh, because I've been pressing that over and over.
Oh, no. That's good. Well.
Or you don't press it while you speak.
Okay, I won't press it anymore because I was pressing it because I thought it would make a coughing noise.
Oh, no. That would be a fun bit.
That would make more sense.
Yeah.
If the cough button just coughed.
Yeah, they really just should call it a mute button.
Yeah, they really should.
Cut down on this confusion.
What if we had a button on the table that went...
It just hit me that maybe I shouldn't have been pressing that, so I asked.
That's okay, don't worry.
The caption is starting off strong.
Oh,
so he's trying to protect his chick.
Yeah. She approached him.
Okay. All right.
It's okay. Nothing crazy.
It was pretty justified.
He didn't hit her that hard. She did run up on him.
It was
his
her
chick
away
was behind
chick.
Him, so he is kind of protecting his chick. It's.
Chick clearly didn't want to fight.
This is a contender.
Yeah. Other girl really did not want to fight.
It's also, yeah. It depends how much can your girl fight. If you know your girl's just a punk-ass bitch, you're like, what am I going to do? I can't watch her just get her ass beat, you know?
Sure, and I said his girl was definitely backing off.
Yeah, she's a little short Hispanic girl. And in terms of the hierarchy of toughness, black goes over Hispanic, just in general. If I'm eyeballing it. Yeah. So I would have said, this is a big black chick.
That'd probably be my ass.
Not in the boxing community, I'd say.
It depends on the weight class. Yeah. The bigger you get, the blacks definitely fuck up the Hispanics.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Video number two.
Please.
Is this mascot fights?
Wait, this is going to break into a chick getting hit?
Okay.
By a rabbit?
What?
Is this a fucking fever dream?
Where's this going?
This is a video from Matan's country.
Oh,
Matan, what are
they
saying?
I think this guy might be the guy.
Matan, what are they saying?
Oh, no. Who's this guy?
Oh.
He punched the rabbit.
But how did they know that's a woman in there?
Oh, it is a woman. I guess that's how.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this is a...
Oh, she beat his ass.
What? She just went and fucked the dude up? Wait, he just picked on a random mascot?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I wonder if he knew there was a woman under there.
No, I don't
think so. Or if he goes, bitch, dinner's late again because you're out mascotting again, you fucking cunt.
I think number one is on top right now. That was just nonsense. I didn't understand what was happening.
It did seem out of nowhere.
But also, keep in mind the fact that there's a strong chance he had no idea there was a woman in that man.
No, but that takes away from it.
Yeah. So here's the thing, right? No, and this it's fine.
That makes it less hot.
He thought he was hitting a random dude.
He thought he was hitting a random dude. He thought it was a giant rabbit attacking this. He was drunk. He was a drunk homeless guy in the park.
If you ever find yourself in a place where you're like, I'm going to hit this random dude in a mascot outfit, and then you lose the fight to the chick that was in it, you weren't prepared to just be randomly hitting people.
That is also true.
That's kind of the best case scenario.
I think you're missing the main thing, which is that he probably, when he realized it was a woman, he let her beat him up because he felt bad about it.
We could watch that one more time. To me, it looked like she legitimately won that.
Yeah, I think he was.
She would have won regardless because he was very drunk. Yeah, but it looked like he also just, he probably felt bad that he just hit a woman.
Very possible.
That might have fucked with you a little bit if you thought you hit a dude.
Which takes away from it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, gee, like he got it.
He thought he was protecting this woman from a giant rabbit.
Giant rabbit! He's back!
He's back.
I told you not to come around these parts.
Fuck you, rabbit. Get away from her.
She's a lady. No means no, rabbit.
Not this a big guy punch
stopped,
either.
That guy's actually stopped 17 rabbit rapes.
Yeah, and that wasn't actually a huge punch. It was, I would call it a rabbit punch.
Nice.
Come on, folks.
Nice.
Come on, folks. You know? All right. You know?
Video number three.
No words, sorry.
Guys really do just equalize everything, dude. It's so funny. Being a dude against a woman is like the way superheroes feel against human beings.
It is like just Superman fighting a bunch of bad guys.
When you watch Superman
just flying into the wall.
Harrington, I mean, don't ever do it, but doesn't it feel awesome that you could pick Alex up by her throat and have her feet off the ground?
Yes.
Doesn't that make you feel masculine and alive?
Dude, I picked her up and tossed her over my shoulder the other day, and I'm like a
Continental Soldier?
Yeah. I've been riding the high on that for like 3 days.
You can literally grab her by the neck and be like, I'm letting you live.
Yeah, you're like, that's enough. Everything changes from this day.
I think I'm going to go number one. I don't think any of them were that great.
They weren't actually great videos.
It was not the strongest showing. I kind of got to agree. Number one was the most clear cut.
Wow,
like,
dude, Matan has fucking gotten in your head. You're just agreeing with anything he says now.
Now there was no competition.
Well, second place, there's no justification. He just punched a random rabbit. A fucking mascot. The last one, I didn't even really see. Could I see the last one?
That might be the only one that's justified.
Wait, you know
it
let
wasn't
see,
a right, woman. He didn't know it was a woman.
You might be pulling me over, Liz. I'm sorry. The second one's up. Let me see that last one again.
All right, first of all, everyone's pissed off that the popcorn, beer, and pretzels place is closed.
Yeah,
so that's going to cause immediate problems. It's Black Friday.
Oh, come on.
When all these people go to get their popcorn, beer, and pretzels.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That guy. That's the shot right there. The guy from behind.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that's got to be out. I mean, you punch a chick from behind.
Oh, now he's ground and pounding her.
Yeah, I think it's a girl now.
But maybe all of those are actually just men.
It's very possible.
It's hard to say.
They could be.
That one's too confusing to put over the first, in my opinion.
I'd say the first one is probably the most. He thought he was doing something noble, helping his chick. I vote also for
Harrington,
number one.
What was the context you want to give?
So for this one, the woman in white, who the other woman was charging at, is his mom.
Oh, well, that's huge. That's important.
Ooh,
it's your
that
mom?
Is very, that's very big
he
context.
He punched the woman's mom?
No, he punched.
No, he was defending his mom.
A woman was attacking his mom.
Oh, that's the easy winner. That's it.
Well, but I don't know. But the girl was down, and he slugged her from behind, it seemed.
Well, yeah, I saw red. Someone just attacked his mom.
And then ground and pounding
you can't,
is a lot.
You can't
no, I don't think that was the same person.
You can't attack somebody's mom.
No, that was a different guy.
Yeah, I'm going to go the guy protecting his mom.
Protecting your mom over protecting your girl?
Let me see one more time with the context.
Because that's really all the context
is. Yo, his mom.
Mom.
Yo, his mom.
Moms.
So he's trying to hold his mom back.
Yeah.
The mom's being super fucking aggressive. I'm taking it. The mom got it almost, too aggressive.
It almost felt like it was just a natural reaction. He's trying to protect her.
I don't know. The mom was too into this fight also.
Yeah, the mom's beating her ass.
To make it a you're protecting your mom issue when the mom's like an instigator in the fight.
And now this guy's definitely you're stomping. Right. That's a guy, Dave.
All right, it's number one.
And there's a dildo on the floor.
Why was there a random dildo?
Number one, I agree, is my choice.
I agree, number one.
I say number two, guys. I really stand by this.
Which one do you think it was?
I think it was the rabbit.
Mike, your thoughts?
I asked him and he looked at you again.
Number one, two, and three. He liked them
all. They're
all
justified.
All of them. You picked them all. All right.
It's not going to help in the long term.
I think the fact that he didn't know that it was a woman underneath the rabbit costume makes it justified.
Yeah, but it's not just the punch itself, though, wasn't even just. If she was fucking with him in a mascot costume and he punched her.
First of all, you don't speak Russian. You don't know what they were saying. Second of all, you don't know how drunk he was. If he was legitimately obliterated, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he just got scared when he saw this giant creature. He thought it was a monster of sorts.
You could vote two. I'm voting one. And I think that takes it.
Yeah, one's the obvious winner.
I'd say one.
Matan, me and Dave all say number one. Number one is your winner for who's most justified hitting a woman. Show it one more time. Let's show the world how justified he was.
This is great.
You guys cut it down, or you're going to show that fourth clip, the third clip, like four times?
We're going to show the third clip four times. We don't edit anything. We edit nothing, Matan. We're not one of these Hollywood assholes.
Everything's long form.
That's good. I don't really edit either. Yeah.
I tell you, he really squared up, though, for a girl. But that's your winner, everybody.
And he did it in front of a cop or some sort of security guard with a gun. He was ready to fucking defend his...
Yeah, that guy's dope.
Yeah, that guy's fucking ready to rock.
He was there.
Yeah. Have you ever hit a woman, Matan?
Not yet.
Nice.
But you're hoping to one day.
I'm not looking for it, but I'm not like
you're not running away from it.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you waiting for marriage for that as well?
No.
At the end of the night?
Just because I've never been drunk or nothing. So I think that if I wanted to, maybe just go to an area like that.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
And just wait for somebody to start an issue.
It's a borderline fair fight. You take it to the hood. You know what
Dude,
I mean?
I think they could get me in a lot of those fights.
So you're just going to go there looking for a woman. To do something.
I haven't done it yet, but
you're
you're
going to Kyle Rittenhouse the situation. Just go down there and
not
be like,
yet.
If there's...
I wouldn't come with a gun or anything, but I think if I was having a bad night, I might do it.
Hell yeah. Why say on your 21st birthday, you make a fucking blowout night of it in LA? Take it down to Compton.
Dude, When I was in Virginia Beach, out of a movie, like they put this fucking gas station worker. We should. This happens like once every few months. You meet a gas station worker that's like, "God damn it, this person's life is crazy." And it was a guy, and we go in, and we're getting like blunt wraps or whatever. And he had a missing tooth, like his front tooth was missing. And he said something, and Chris made a joke about his tooth being missing. And he's like, "You can make a joke, man, but I got $260 for this tooth." Like, wait, what? And it was like, yeah, my mother-in-law, I was doing coke with her, and she dared me that I wouldn't pull my tooth out. And I just pulled it out of my head. And me and Chris were just like, what the fuck is happening?
That's a... You think it's bullshit?
Oh, no, it was 100% real. 100%
real. And you handed him cash?
We handed him cash.
Anyway, two bit of honey, please.
It was crazy.
Should we wrap this bad boy up?
Yeah, sure.
Matan, Mike, thank you guys so much for being here, man. I hope you guys enjoy New York.
Awesome, thank you.
It was great to have you. Check out the Matan Show on YouTube. Absolutely hilarious. We will catch you guys next time on Legion of Skanks. Until then, peace, Dave fucking Dave.
The juice.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else we fucking over, Louis?
Louis Gomez.
Louis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Louis J. Gomez.
If you're ever trying to watch a retard draw swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
That's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.